T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Lauren Watts, owner of Watts Heating, to discuss their winter warm-up promotion and other community-based efforts this winter season. Lauren is 45 years old, has 2 children and 1 granddaughter, and enjoys spending time in the outdoors. Thanks for being here today, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How was the Thanksgiving weekend with the family and everything?
Unbelievable.
Are you still full?
Yes, house full.
And stomach full, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We did a lot of cooking, a lot of Traegering, and a lot of food was cooked and consumed.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Let's talk about Watts Heating and Cooling, and just kind of from the ground level, can you just tell us a little bit about what your business does?
Yeah, we do. We provide a customer service experience in service, maintenance, new installations of furnace, air conditioners, mini splits, water heaters, and gas lines. Been in the community for about a little over 19 years. It'll be 20 in April.
Wow. Okay, that's quite a bit of time. And are you from the community area?
I'm from Prineville.
Okay.
And moved out here and went to school for HVAC and decided that I could provide a customer service business that was better than others.
Okay. And then can you just kind of expand on the large and small jobs that you guys do, residential and commercial?
Absolutely. We do residential and light commercial, so we don't do any of the big stuff. But the strip malls, the small businesses, offices, we do that. We do any residential job that has to do with heating, air conditioning, ventilation, gas fireplaces, gas lines, water heaters, anything to do with the heating or cooling, we take care of every end of it.
Okay. And then where can folks find you? I know you're out in the Gladstone area. Do you want to give the address?
Yeah, we're in Gladstone, and we have a service-based company, so our company travels everywhere. We go anywhere outside the metro area, from Mount Hood to Hillsboro. We're licensed in Washington. We service Vancouver area, Woodburn. We're all over. All right, we have multiple trucks that'll come to your house.
Okay. 580 Portland Avenue, Gladstone, Oregon, and then 503-786-2858 is the number on the website. And then, yeah, it's cold season. It's winter season, so this is obviously right up your alley. What's going on these days with the business? A lot of people probably coming to you guys to try to keep warm this winter.
They are. Yeah, the cold season for us is demand when we have extreme heat or extreme cold. So as soon as it starts getting cold, we start getting the calls for everybody's furnaces that are cycling that have failed. It's no fun to be without heat. And as soon as it warms up and starts getting hot, we get the calls. In between that, we concentrate on maintenance, which we try to prevent the breakdowns. And we have a full maintenance crew, and we've got people that call and set up and remind you, that full customer service that we offer, and keep all the systems running as efficiently as possible to keep those breakdowns to a limit.
Very good. All right. And then, so that's kind of the background, generally speaking, of the business. Let's talk about kind of the community involvement,
yeah,
as that is kind of what we're getting at here on Metroscope PDX with Lauren Watts, owner of Watts Heating and Cooling, joining us this time on Metroscope PDX. So, yeah, just I know you have the winter warm-up promotion, but tell us a little bit about what you guys do in the community as well.
Yeah, we've been in the Gladstone community for 9 years now, and we wanted to do something that really helped tie us into the community, and we decided, what better way than to reach out to the juniors and seniors of the high school, and we cook them a barbecue lunch. I'm out on the grill every Wednesday in the month of May, and we just want to say thanks for the seniors and good luck, and then we want to congratulate the incoming seniors, the current juniors, and provide them a barbecue lunch. And then I also sit on a workforce development board that was currently recognized for an award in innovation and construction. I also go and talk to kids about skilled labor jobs. And we just liked being a part of the community, and we love helping out the community. We sponsor prizes in the Easter egg hunt, large showing in the community festival and parade. We help out families in need. A few years back, we heard of the secretary of the high school lost her husband in a hunting accident, and they heated with wood heat. The furnace was broke and didn't work. And within a week after she'd lost her husband, we had arranged to get a furnace installed in her home. And we got our high-efficiency furnace with digital controls that allowed it to come on and off. And that's really the start of what we thought, man, we need to do this again, because that was such a great feeling to do that. And it was such a good community effort and getting that done that we wanted to reach out and make it a little bit bigger this time.
That is a powerful story there. Can you, circling back to the high school efforts, so that you go out to Gladstone High School, is it? Is that the local high school that you're talking about?
Yeah, so we're on Portland Avenue, so the high school is literally like four blocks up the road.
Okay.
So we get our, it's amazing. We get a flood of kids in here for about 20 minutes. I'm going to have everything grilled up, ready to go. And then I get about 75 to 100 kids that form a line and make their way through here. And they've got it down because they've heard about it for 9 years. Some of these kids were in, I think probably 9 years ago, third grade. And then they heard about All Watts Wednesdays, and so they've got – it's a pretty big deal. And here in the town, everybody's like, oh, it's almost Watts Wednesday. It's almost Watts Wednesday.
It's time to get the barbecue. Man, I know if I was a high schooler, I'd be all over that.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Screw the sack lunch. Get me the drumsticks.
Get me the barbecue lunch, yes.
Get me
exactly.
The cornbread. And then when you guys are out doing that, I mean, do you I know you said you maybe speak to the kids as far as your profession and your experience, and perhaps just kind of give them some kind of insight into what you do, and maybe that'll end up a couple of them might end up following that profession one day. Is that correct?
Yeah, we talk about all skilled trades in general. I'm not just about HVAC. I'm about all the skilled labor, from the electricians to the plumbers to the framers, everybody. And I just talk to them about, not everybody has to go to college. So I go in the classroom and I get a presentation, and the teachers are usually really receptive to this, and I usually get a whole class period. So I'll get 45 minutes that I'll get to go in and talk to the seniors mainly, and I've worked my way into elementaries and some of the grade schools, and being able to communicate to the kids that there is a good paying job out there that can provide living wages in the skilled trades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, and then let's talk about the winter warm-up promotion that you guys have going on. What is that?
What the winter warm-up is we love the feeling we gave to those in need here in our own community, and we want to reach out to the larger community, the Portland metro area, and give a family in need a new furnace for their home. We want to get it in before Christmas.
Okay. And I was looking on your website. There are different ways to nominate folks, it looks like, for this. Can you just kind of elaborate on how the process works for making this happen?
Absolutely. You're going to go to wattsheating.com, and on wattsheating.com's homepage, there is a button. You're going to click that button, and you're going to write a little essay and give us some idea of why the family you're nominating needs what they need. And we are going to take nominations up until December 9th, and then from the 9th to the 16th, we're going to read all those nominations inside here, and we're going to pick a winner and announce them on December 17th.
Okay. So that's how people can get involved. Again, that is wattsheating.com. I'm looking at it right now. Basically, on the front page, there's a big tab that says give the gift of warmth, Watts winter warm-up furnace giveaway, and then you can click there to nominate someone in need. And it doesn't have to be just in the Gladstone community, of course, right? It can be any community that you guys serve.
Any community that we serve, like I say, from Mount Hood to Vancouver to Hillsborough to Woodburn, anywhere in this metro area, this is what they're gonna be able to be nominated for, and the winner is going to receive a high-efficiency Bryant gas furnace and a programmable thermostat, and it's going to include everything from the furnace to the sheet metal to electrical permits, labor to install. Our vendor is helping us out with the furnace cost. Our sheet metal shops have thrown in the sheet metal. So combined effort here, we're going to get this family that's nominated and won, we're going to get them top to bottom whole furnace installed.
Man, A to Z. Why do you feel like this is important, and how long have you been doing this? Or is this something new that you guys are doing this season?
Well, at the end of the day, it's all about looking out for each other. This is one way that we can help someone in need who may not have any other option. And this is the first year we've like promoted what we do. We do this all the time, but we just do it inside our community, because that's where we hear what that's where we're embedded and hear the most of the problems, and we're able to do it around us. And so we're reaching out to your listeners and viewers on TV and trying to get a bigger spectrum of who we can help out. We want to broaden our community base and make it metro-wide.
And, I mean, as someone who's worked in this business for 20 years locally, can you just kind of speak to, you know, the broad spectrum of how many people maybe do, in fact, need heating this time of year? Because maybe some people, or most people, hopefully, who are listening, don't really even think about this, because hopefully they have enough money to provide for heating, or they haven't had a broken furnace, for example, in a while. Can you just kind of speak to the folks you serve and then how important it is to help people out this time of year? Because I know that there are probably a lot of people out there who unfortunately don't have the heating they need this time of year.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Fortunately and unfortunately, every day I get those phone calls of the single moms trying to get their kids ready for school. It's 35 degrees in their house. It's tough to get a kid motivated. We've got elderly mothers and fathers that, on fixed incomes. We've got multiple problems. I mean, we just came out. We're doing good now, but we still come out of this recession that has still got people trying to get back on top. And it just seems like for some of them, they keep getting their foot swept out from under, and they think they're getting ahead, and they're getting ahead, and then something happens. Their furnace breaks. Right when they think they've got everything taken care of and they're starting to get their feet above water, and around the holidays is always the worst. We hear that every day, is that, oh my gosh, Christmas was hard enough as it was, and now I have to replace my furnace. And it's just tough. We definitely take it for granted. We wake up every day, it's 68 degrees in the house. We get out of the shower, we go to work, we come home, it's 68 degrees in the house, until we get up in the morning and it's not 68 degrees. And that's when everything goes sideways. You don't know what to do. You still have to get ready for work, and now you've thrown this added expense on, and you got to take time off work, and it's just never looking ahead and taken care of. And that's why we provide our maintenance service that we do to try to prevent these times. But we just want to try and take that burden off somebody who woke up that day or has fallen on hard times and needs the help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very well said. Thank you. WattsHeating.com. Lauren, the owner, joining us here on Metroscope PDX. Give the gift of warmth. Watts Winter Warm-Up Furnace Giveaway going on right now. You can click to nominate on the website there at WattsHeating.com. And can you just elaborate again one more time about the essays that you're accepting and the key dates that people need to hit to nominate someone in time before the giveaway happens?
Absolutely. We're currently accepting nominations to go to our website, WattsHeating.com, and there's a tab where you can enter and the rules are there. And we're asking people to write an essay about themselves or someone they know who is in need of a new heating system. We're accepting essays until December 9th at 5 p.m. Judging will take place, and the winner will be judging will take place from the 9th to the 16th, and we will announce a winner on the 17th. Our goal is to get the system in before Christmas.
Okay. And people just submit the essays through the website then?
Through the website. Once you, it's almost like an email. You're going to put your contact information, the person you're nominating, and then you're going to write a brief little essay. And when I say essay, it's just a 100-word. Just give me some idea of why these people are going through what they're going through and why you feel that they should be nominated and why you feel they should win. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking for some detail to just put somebody's name in there and submit it. It's probably not going to get past that process. I want to know why. This is a big deal for us, and it's going to be a big deal for the winner. I mean, we really want to know why. We want to help that person that needs it the most, but you're going to have to help me out here.
Okay. And then you guys announce it through how will you announce it? Through social media, through
social
emails,
media.
On the website?
Yeah. Yep, all of the above. It's going to be social media, emails through the website. We'll contact them, and we'll get this arranged to get this installed before Christmas.
All right, very good. And then, again, the prize, the winner will receive a Bryant gas furnace, 95% two-stage variable speed gas furnace system with a programmable thermostat. That sounds pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's going to be a huge benefit for somebody, especially if they've had no heat or they've had high utility costs that's linked them to the no heat situation now. It's really going to lower their monthly savings. It's going to provide a great furnace to heat their house, and they're going to have the present of heat for Christmas, which for some of us take for granted is super important.
Definitely. No, I think the timing's perfect. WattsHeating.com. Submit your essays there. Nominate someone you know or an essay about yourself even. And we'll see if you guys win the prize. Judging, again, will take place December 9th through the 16th. Yeah, I know looking at your website, you guys pride yourself quite a bit on efficiency with regards to heating and cooling, and that's kind of a hot phrase these days as far as efficiency goes. Can you just speak a little bit about the business side of heating and cooling, and you know why it might be nice for folks to go to you guys when they're looking for a product or maintenance with regards to heating and cooling?
Absolutely. Feel free to check us out online. We do pride ourselves on great customer service and being efficient. We provide the full maintenance year-round, service in case of those demand repairs, and then if it is time to replace your system, we do offer very expert sales staff that will come in and help you decide what's best for you, not what we think's best for you. Each individual home is a little bit different, but we provide that whole customer experience. That was a number one what I wanted to do when I went out on my own, is take care of the customer. And we really think we do a great job of doing that, and even online our customers also agree that customer service is our number one goal here.
All right. And then is there anything else you'd like to share about the promotion, the winter warm-up or Watts Heating in general?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that we care about the community and the people here. We're passionate about what we do, and we take pride on that, not only as a business in the community, but we're a part of the community.
All righty. And then year-round, I know people will probably be coming to you guys for different services, and are there different ways people can get to you guys through, and not just in the winter, but I know you guys do cooling as well in the summer. And then what are maybe some of the other community involvement things that you guys do when it's not the winter time as well?
Yeah, so you can schedule a service on our website, wattsheating.com, and give us a call, 503-786-2858, and schedule a service or maintenance there, or even an estimator out. You can email me, lauren@wattsheating.com, and we'll get you all set up with whatever you need. We're involved with anything community-based that we can. We try to project out ahead of time and put ourselves so we're not double booked everywhere. But we do and provide services such as loaning our trailers out, helping out when we need trucks in need. Then we'll take our service vans out and help people move. We just try to be a part of the community. Wherever that might be, we just want to be there to help.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, I think a lot of people appreciate that. And then as far as any nonprofits that you guys work with or any other things that you do in that regard, I mean, given here that on Metroscope we like to shout out all the nonprofits and also talk about how the community can get involved, would you like to spin anything or discuss anything that way as far as maybe how folks listening can get involved and help you guys with these nonprofit community efforts or any other nonprofits that you guys work with throughout the year?
Boy, mainly the nonprofits were really streamlined into workforce development. We're really hurting on skilled labor. So a lot of our nonprofits is strictly through Northwest College of Construction and AGC, Associated General Contractors, which are streamlining their efforts to try to educate the young people about jobs in the trades. So a lot of all my extra efforts and work is just educating young people that college isn't for everybody, and we're dying for skilled labor. So that's where most of our efforts here go. And then in all that, then we are able to find out, you know, when we can help somebody in need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And then for parents who may be listening out there or even younger students who are listening, how would a young student get involved in learning about the trades? I know you do the Watts Wednesdays out there in Gladstone, and I'm sure some students go out there and, you know, get inspired to learn about the trades a little bit. But how would you kind of describe the best way for anyone out there, whether you're in Gladstone or like you said, the Mount Hood area or Vancouver, any of those young people listening or their parents listening to get involved in the trades?
Oh, Preston, that's a great question, and we actually have a website that helps that. It's build-oregon.com. And if you go to build-oregon.com, you're going to find all the skilled trades that are available. There's a bio of the trade. There's a description of the working conditions, the apprenticeship that it might take, how long it might be, and where to go and get signed up. That is a great starting place for any parent that might want to keep that kid from living in the couch till he's 30 or deciding that they're not ready for college, they don't want to go to college, and they're not sure any other avenues. That's a great place to start.
Awesome. All right. Well, Lauren, owner of Watts Heating, thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays. Thanks for what you guys are doing out there in the community. And best of luck with the whole winter warm-up promotion. And I hope it works out well. And obviously, I'm sure whoever wins the prize will be very deserving and appreciative.
Thanks for having me, Preston.
We were talking today with Lauren Watts, owner of Watts Heating and Cooling. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.